It's the Joe and Alex Show, and this is Need to Know News. Okay, move over iPhone 127 or whatever number they got. The Motorola Razr flip phone is coming back.
No way.
The Razr. Did you have one? Because yes. I always wanted one, and I did not have a Razr.
I had a pink one, and then I had a silver one.
Gosh, how did you grow up so rich?
I have been literally saying for like 5 years that if a Razr was to ever come back,
you're
I would
switch?
Get one.
Okay, so like, I think, yes, I want to, but then I think, but there are a lot of things that that an iPhone has that makes life easier that I would miss that you wouldn't get on a Razr.
No,
you know what I mean?
I don't know everything that would be on there, but let me tell you a little bit about the phone. It's a new version of the phone. It's expected to hit the market as soon as next month.
What?
So actually quickly, yeah. Motorola is currently performing tests on the $1,500 model. How much is a new iPhone?
Okay.
It's over $1,000. No, but hold on. An iPhone's like what?
Yeah.
Like $10 or $1,200 purchase?
No.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
It is?
It's like $24 a month for like 2 years or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, that's like $600.
I thought
no,
an iPhone was
not.
Like $800.
It's $800 to $1,000 at least. Porkchop has an iPhone 4, so he doesn't
know. No, I have an iPhone 6S. And I bought it the day it came out.
I never thought I'd shame somebody about an iPhone.
It was $600. I bought it the day it came out. And granted, it was 3 years ago.
That's great. Okay, cool. Well, yeah, $1,500 for this one. It's going to be released in an exclusive partnership with Verizon. The company will release a limited run, only about 200,000 of the devices. But if it does big, I mean, they're talking about BlackBerry's coming back now, too. So who knows what's going to be out there for phones.
I would almost, as excited as I am about that, I would almost rather have a Sidekick. That was the phone I always wanted.
Isn't that
screen can be bigger than a Razr.
Isn't that what Paris Hilton always used to have?
Yes.
Like they flip
slides
it and
up.
Stuff?
And they were always bejeweled.
I want a keyboard back. That's what I want.
Oh, God. Imagine Alex is already on fire now with her phone. Imagine if you had an actual keyboard. She'd be unstoppable. Okay, I love seeing dumb videos, but sometimes when you see videos like Tide Pod Challenge or like the Set Myself on Fire Challenge, it's like, how did this end up online?
I like it. Weed it out. Yeah. Weed out the stupid people.
Okay, then you may not like this. YouTube, they always get scrutiny for what they allow and don't allow. I agree with this, at least. They've updated their community guidelines, including an entire new category on dangerous challenges and pranks. The site says, quote, challenges like the Tide Pod Challenge or the Fire Challenge that can cause death and or cause death in some instances have no place on YouTube, along with pranks with a perceived danger of serious physical injury. Moving forward, if someone posts a video like that or a prank video, it'll be removed, and the person that created that will lose privilege for 90 days. You do that 3 times, you're off YouTube. So I know a lot of people that are big on there. I think they're going to lose their channels.
Wow.
Like, what else are you going to put up there if that's your thing?
Your shtick.
Yeah, your shtick. Can we talk about our coworkers?
I love to talk about our coworkers.
Me too.
A new survey found, this is interesting, 75% of us like at least half the people we work with.
That's good.
Do you agree? Do you?
Do I like half?
Do you like at least half the people we work with?
Maybe a third.
Really? Okay.
I mean, I'm thinking about this show and maybe one out of the three of you. I'm just kidding.
Well, so no, sad.
Well, it's
I'm
funny.
Kidding.
It's funny you get to that because here's my thing, and it says 2% of us hate all of our coworkers. So, for once, I'm in a minority.
I don't know. I don't think I hate. I don't hate all of our coworkers, but I definitely am not fond of a lot.
Do you think that more people in the building like us or hate us?
Oh,
hate
definitely
us.
Hate us.
Why do you think they hate us as
oh,
an overall
there's multiple
unit?
Reasons.
I don't think anyone hates me here. I haven't done anything bad
it's
yet.
It's our radio station in general.
Right.
Our coworkers don't
and
like us.
And Porkchop, you're just naive.
Naive.
You don't,
maybe I'm just nice.
Well, I don't know.
Now you're really trying to stretch a word.
In this building, I'll say it. In this building, we're the obnoxious white people.
Yeah.
We work for an urban media company, and so we're kind of the redheaded stepchild. You know what I mean? Like, everyone in this building, like, it's all hip-hop and R&B and all that, and then you have us, and we stick out like sore thumbs.
I don't think that's why if people don't like us in the building, it's because of our color of our skin. I don't think that's why.
I mean, I'm being funny, but...
Okay, because I think we're just well...
You think we're just annoying in general?
Ew.
No, I think it's just like those crazy white people. That's what I think.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, if you see us, you're like, oh, what are those crazy white people doing? Okay. A guy in Ireland, which is a beautiful place to visit, went to the hospital because of back pain and because of his homemade cure. What do you think he tried to do to help out with his homemade cure?
His homemade cure?
Yeah,
pour soup down his back.
I mean, it's warm. Maybe that would help. It seems kind of stupid, but possibly it's a homemade cure. No. How do I say this? He tried to treat the pain by injecting himself with his his man stuff.
It's freaking sick.
Oh my god.
Yeah, he injected it. Well, guess what happened? He got an infection.
Yeah, of course.
Which makes me even wonder anymore. Did the guy have like an STD or something?
Ew.
I don't know.
That's so gross.
And finally, I don't care what anybody else says. Dang it. I think it's awesome. And we will post this up when we all get the photos on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Take a selfie through a toilet paper roll. And guess what, guys? You'll look like the moon. I have proof right here in my phone. Look.
Yeah, Joe does look like
see? I want to see Liv as the moon. I want to see Liv as the moon. So we're going to put that up on Joe and Alex Show Instagram right there so you can see that we'll all do that today and put it up there. Check out everything for Joe's Need to Know News online, joeandalexshow.com.